listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio, and I am your host, Frank Whalen. It's Wednesday, March 7th, 2007, about 1 minute past 1 a.m. here in the Central Time Zone. Welcome to all of you listening on shortwave at frequency 3.215. Welcome to all of you listening online at republicbroadcasting.org, as well as franklyspeakingradio.com. Our special guest this evening is Ralph Epperson, historian, author, lecturer, researcher, writer, you name it, the guy's pretty much done it all. Ralph Epperson, welcome back, sir.
You're very kind, Frank.
No. I'm forced to tell the truth. My parents named me Frank, so
it's right.
A burden, you know. Yeah. But, hey, we were discussing Freemasonry, and we're taking calls. 800-313-9443. And back to Davis in North Carolina. And, Davis, you just posed a question, I believe.
Yes, sir. Why is the Fez red?
There you go. Ralph?
Very quickly, yes. The Masons admit in their own literature that it's an honor to wear this this ancient symbol, and so you find out, well, how old is it and where does it come from? And it comes from the town of Fez in Morocco, which is the country just south of Gibraltar, I guess, in Africa. And the story is that in around 800 A.D., when they incorporated or made this town of Fez, it was called the Holy City, and the Muslims decided to go in there and clean out and kill all the Christians. 50,000 Christians, men, women, and children, were slaughtered. And according to the story, the blood ran in the streets, and so the Muslims, proud of their great victory over the Christians and the creation of this holy city, dipped their turbans in the blood and ran around with them being red. And they made this hat red. It looks like a flower pot, as a sign of their great victory over Christianity.
Wow.
And so the Masons wear it as a proud sign of their, they don't admit that it was, that's the reason, and you can't find it out in the Masons, in their literature, but that's the reason it's red.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. Is there a connection then between the Muslims and the Freemasons?
Yes. Well, not
really?
So much directly that. There is in the Shriners.
Uh-huh.
In the Shriners, they take a vow to Muhammad.
Oh, wow.
And claim that Allah is the great religion of the time. And
wow.
Why Christians would do that, I don't know, but they do it in the shrine religion.
That's amazing. I guess it makes sense, Shriners, yeah.
The
reason I asked that, Frank, is because that's what I was told. I wanted to check it out and make sure that was correct. But I was told that, and that's a horrible thing. Now, according to everything I've ever been told, they do not recruit, but let me tell you, they do. They don't say come join us. It's very subtle, and I've been hit with it several times. And I just tell people that I took one oath and it nearly killed me, and I'm not taking any more. And now Morocco, the place you talk about, I was stationed there.
Wait, stationed where?
In Morocco.
Oh, is that right? Okay.
In the Marine barracks temporarily. Which has the duties of guarding the embassy and taking care of things of that nature. So I'm familiar with that area. Had I known that, I'd probably have gotten out of there.
That's amazing.
But, it's amazing to me in this New World Order thing and the thing you're talking about earlier, really paramount to a communist-type government. And whenever I meet people who subscribe to that, I always ask them, have you ever been in a communist country? The answer is always no. They've never been to one.
Right.
But they believe in it. I said, you should go.
And never come back.
Yeah, go. Ike.
Wow.
But we got real problems. I don't know if you remember this or not, but approximately 3 weeks ago, maybe four, on the news, there was an attack by some Arabs over there on, and they killed 30 or 48 people.
Let me hold you over here. I'm sorry. Quick break again, folks. I apologize, but only 3 minutes, and then we shall return with your phone calls. And, of course, Ralph Epperson. Please stay with us.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stagon. Headache Stagon will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stagon has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Welcome back. Glad you're here, folks. You're listening, of course, to Frankly Speaking Radio. You know that, though. Our phone number, 800-313-9443. A great man is with us here this evening. It is Ralph Epperson. And Ralph, you know, I know a lot of people, but I got to say this, brother. You are the smartest person I know.
Oh, don't do that, Frank.
Just... Are you going to cry?
Yeah, I'm crying.
Yeah, all right. That's what I was going for. I had a bet going. I couldn't make you cry on the show.
I don't know why you would say that, Frank. I just do...
It's
Please
true.
Understand, I've been studying this stuff for 40-some years.
I know.
And I just do what I have to do to get the information.
I know. I know. But I want you to know how appreciated and valued you are.
You're very kind.
All
Thank
right.
you very much.
Davis, North Carolina. Go ahead, sir. You were talking about being stationed in Morocco. And
Well, I was there for a while. Mm-hmm. Not permanently. I was TAD there for a short period of time. Temporary active duty.
Mm-hmm.
On the news, maybe four weeks ago, there was an attack on some Arabs in Iraq, and it was reported that these people were Masonic or Mason.
Mm.
Then I didn't hear any more about it.
Wow.
None of the channels carry any more about it.
Now, was that the victims or was that the attackers?
The victims.
Ah, interesting.
But you have tribal differences there.
Yeah.
You know, Lawrence of Arabia, I don't know much about him personally, but he said there's always going to be a problem because of how they see things,
mm-hmm.
tribal, and they're not. We're not going to force a democracy on them. It's not going to happen, Frank.
No, no, it's not.
It's one of those things. Well, my last question: did Thomas enlighten you?
Oh yes, yes, and we should probably clarify. Enlighten, not as in like I didn't take an oath to Lucifer during the break, but Thomas did. Yeah, pass along your contact info. Yes,
that's it.
Yes.
All right, well, I think, you know, your guests were taking his time, and for the fact he's going to stay on, I'm going to listen to all of it.
Wonderful. Well, you won't be disappointed, my friend. Thank you, Davis. God bless, brother.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Ralph, fantastic stuff. I did not realize how much depth there was to all that, but that is really something else. Just out of curiosity, then, do you think Davis should trust his doctor at this point, or any thoughts?
Apparently, I missed something.
I think he said it was his doctor that had the Masonic ring.
Oh, the doctor. No, mm-hmm. When I started, the doctor I was doing, going to for years, decided to retire or transfer quick or something. So I had to find a new doctor. So the first thing I did was ask him two questions. When I got my appointment made, I wanted to see him. I said, "Doctor, please understand, if you don't have to answer these questions, but I've got to ask them, and if you don't want to answer them, I'll just get up and quietly leave." He said, "What are you?" I said, "Number one, what's your view about abortion?" "So why do you ask?" I said, "Well, please answer my question. What do you think?" He said, "I'm opposed to abortion." I said, "Well, that's good." He said, "Why do you ask?" I said, "Doctor, if you were in favor of abortion, you don't have any conviction about the right to life, about the sacredness of the life. And if you're willing to take life by taking the life of a baby, I don't want to do business with you. Because you're not going to protect my right to life."
I don't think he's going to take your baby, though.
No, no, he wouldn't take my baby.
Okay.
And then secondly, I said, "Are you a Mason?" He slapped and said, "No, I'm not." I said, "Well, that's good." He said, "Why do you ask?" I said, "Well, I've written a very, very
because everybody knows if some Mason offs Ralph Epperson, that's an instant, top of the food chain. They go right to the top.
But seriously, think about it.
I know.
Take this shot, Ralph. It'll relieve your symptoms. And
absolutely.
You take the shot, and I'm not there anymore.
Oh, yeah. Well, and quite easily with the Masonic connections. I mean, he'd just disappear and reappear with a new identity and, big fat paycheck and the promotion. But, no, I agree with you. That's definitely, you want to be careful about that. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Okay. Should we continue with the calls?
Go ahead. Yes,
let's do it. Patty in South Carolina, welcome to the program.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well.
Listen, my phone's kind of dying here, so I don't know if you'll hear the beeping or not, but I had called last time Ralph was on and asked about the Eastern Stars.
Yes, yes. In fact, I did actually start the digging through my ridiculous office files last week, and I think I've got the file. I just got to dig through that particular file.
Okay, well, what I called about tonight, I'm a fan of classic literature.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when I see a name that sounds familiar, I'll, buy the book, even if I've never heard of the story or whatever.
Okay.
And I ran across a book by Alexandre Dumas, of the Count of Monte Cristo fame.
Yeah, Three Musketeers. Do you write that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, this one is called Joseph Balsamo, and I was wondering if Ralph had ever heard of this.
No.
It's a series of Marie Antoinette series or something like that.
Hmm.
But it starts out with a Masonic meeting and all at the beginning, and the main character sounds like nothing short of the Antichrist,
Sure.
And I was wondering if he'd be interested in the book.
No. Well, I don't read nonfiction, and I don't have time to read much anymore anyway. So I appreciate your willingness to offer it, but I probably wouldn't have time to read it.
Okay. Well, there's a little part in there where he has a quote. It's something about destroying the lily. Does that make any sense to you?
Say it again?
Destroying the lily.
Yeah.
I know. I've never heard that before.
It was an Italian phrase. The guy wears a pin. It's like a star, and then it's, got that written on it.
I've never heard that before.
That's interesting.
I have no idea.
You could probably photocopy maybe that page or a couple pages.
Oh, yeah, if you want to do that, please. If you can you get to the computer? Do you have the Internet?
No, I don't.
Okay, well, call my 800 number tomorrow, and I'll pay for the call, and I'll give you an address if you want to send something to me, please.
I can just go ahead and send you the book if you don't mind, because...
Yeah, you marked the pages or something.
Yeah, well, it's just the first two chapters. The book really gets weird and creepy as you go on,
Hey, any secret society reference usually does, so...
because there's a guy in there, he's wanting, turn iron into gold or whatever, and he needs the blood from a baby or something like that. I mean, it gets strange.
it sounds like you just don't want it in your house, Patty.
Dump it off on
that person.
If I could read their little Masonic thing, because it's talking about the French Revolution, how they're going to start that and all, and this book was written.
Wow.
Okay.
Over
call
100
me tomorrow,
years ago.
I'll get the address, and you send me the book.
Yeah, call. Do you have the number?
I've had it written. I called him about sending me some pages on the pentagram or whatever.
Okay.
And I still got the number, so
okay.
I can call him and get it.
Yeah, call him and do that. And if you're interested in that sort of era and whatnot, I can't endorse The Unseen Hand any higher. It is a must-have book. And if you want to know about a lot of that, you know, just really world history as you know, involved with secret societies through Ralph's research and whatnot. Ralph, you have some stuff in there about the French Revolution, don't you?
You indeed, yes.
Yeah,
sir.
That's what I recall. Yeah, it's fantastic.
It just amazed me because, you know, people talk about conspiracy theories. Well, this book wasn't written, you know, recently.
Right. Right on. See, and it's kind of like what we discussed last night. A lot of this stuff has just fallen away. People think it's mythology. It's just legend. It's not real. You know, we're so proud of ourselves and pat ourselves on the back for our accomplishments as a human species. And we've forgotten, again, as that brilliant call last night had said, you know, the signs and symbols that people who joined secret societies marched behind would have sent even the dumbest peasant in antiquity running for the hills because they know
yeah.
exactly what that means.
But it talks about being illuminated and all that stuff.
Wow.
You had somebody on your show the other day that was talking about 666, I think it was.
Yes.
A guy called in about, you know, Solomon being the first one to take the tribute of 666 talents of gold.
Yes.
Nobody made the Masonic connection there. I was amazed.
Well, make it for us.
The Masons do the Solomon's Temple thing.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
With, what's his name that built the temple? I can't think of the
Hiram Abiff?
Yeah,
Hiram Abiff, all that, yeah.
Wow.
Nobody actually made that. I was
That's
amazed.
An excellent point. You know, it didn't even occur to me. Well, Ralph's my Masonry expert, so we'll leave that to him. I'll tell you what, Patty, give him a call, and we'll let him talk a little bit about that.
Okay.
Hey, thank you very much.
All right.
Fantastic
I'll talk to
y'all
stuff.
Later. Yeah, take care, and I'll be in touch with you. Well, you're gonna have to leave a contact info so I can get that to you. I don't know if you did or not, but I misplaced stuff too. Yeah, Ralph, talk a little bit about that. Solomon's Temple, of course. You know, there is that connection. Hiram Abiff, you mentioned. Fantastic sort of expose on the Masons. I'm sure you saw just on the Discovery Channel recently.
Yes. Well, yeah.
Well, fantastic until the last 10 minutes with the disclaimer. But it does indicate that they pretty much buy into all of that.
Well, the Bible says that when Solomon wanted to build a temple, he got in touch with the king of Tyre, which is a city probably 60, 80 miles north of Jerusalem, where I think they built the temple. And the king sent his father, just simply called Hiram Abiff, and I think the word Abiff in Latin or Hebrew means father, so it's Hiram's father.
Mm.
And Hiram Abiff came down and built the temple. He was the architect. Now, from that point, the Bible teaches or maybe implies that after the temple was built, Hiram Abiff went home, back to Tyre. But the Masons have built a legend around the murder of Hiram Abiff. He claims that he was a Mason and a stoneworker, and that the apprentice Masons who were building the temple wanted the secret of the master Mason, that Hiram Abiff was a master Mason.
Mm-hmm.
So they went. Three of them, one at a time, beat him or tried to steal the information, and finally the third one killed him. So Hiram Abiff died at the side of the temple, and then the Solomon went looking for him, and they found him, or did they punish him, and actually they decapitated the three men who killed Hiram Abiff.
Mm.
Now, then, slowly but surely, in later degrees, you learn a little bit more in the story that Hiram Abiff does not represent an individual. He represents all of mankind.
Ah.
And he's destroyed by religion, government, and the class that benefits by the merger of both, meaning the nobility. And of course, those days back in the days of the Masons writing rituals, there was nobility, kings and queens and dukes and that kind of stuff.
Wow. Yes. That is really something. Like I said, my friend, no matter how long we've spoken or how many times we've spoken, I'm always, always, always learning new stuff. Folks, stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes with more Frankly Speaking Radio.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called WristEase, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. WristEase comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, WristEase is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. WristEase is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. WristEase provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order WristEase now at WristEase.com. That's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, WristEase.com. Once again, that's WristEase, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E.com.
Welcome back, my friends. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. Our good friend Ralph Epperson is still with us. Ralph, thank you again so much.
Oh, you're very kind, Frank. I don't mind. I'll sit here as long as you want to talk.
Bro. Well, thank you very much for that. It's very, very, very generous of you, because as I said, I know you got lots of stuff
to do. You said
you'd
send me the regular fee that I get when I do your program.
Hey, you know what? Not only will I send you your regular fee, I'm going to triple it.
Oh, no, you're kidding.
I'm serious. Get out your calculator, my friend. Throw the zero and then hit times three.
Yeah, three times zero is three times more than I got before.
That's right. See?
I got nothing before, Frank.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You got three times nothing. That's how good this is and how lucrative
how
this opportunity is.
Okay.
And I'll even pay you by the hour.
By the hour, yes, that's three times. I mean, if I stay for 4 hours, I'll get paid four times.
That's right.
Four times a year.
You got it, man. Got it all figured out.
Okay, that's good. That's a deal,
Frank. Well, now that you're content. 800-313-9443. Let's go to Lauren in Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Now, that's incentive to stay up till four, huh?
Yes.
Four times zero. Hey, now.
That's big bucks. Big bucks.
Hey, tell that to some of these poor public school and even the private school children. It's so sad to see what they're doing. Ralph, you are exactly... Hi, Frank.
Hi.
Ralph, you are exactly right about the public school, you know, the school children, what's going on. They're stealing these kids' souls.
That's
8 hours a day teaching your children to yield a lie, because that is what, and peer pressure to do it. You know, you wouldn't get from your brothers and sisters, hey, you better believe evolution or you'll look stupid. Mm-hmm. You know, you won't get that. Homeschoolers study facts, not feelings. And that's the whole trick. You guys are looking for the solution. It's homeschooling. Mm-hmm. You know, think about how much money. You know, I'm in Ohio, $26 billion every other year. To do what exactly? Mm-hmm. These kids can't even read. Yeah. I mean, 10 years ago, they had a study. It was 76% of the fourth graders couldn't read on the fourth grade level.
Wow.
So if you can't read, and 50% of the money is going to administrative budgets, and these people are making $200,000 a year, $240,000, yeah. You know, producing what exactly? You know, how long exactly can you function when the maid and the butler are making more than the master of the house?
That's true.
I mean, it's just a bunch of nonsense. Well, this is what we get, because, see, we're disobedient, and you wanted to know how do all these Christians join the Masons? Because they're not really Christians. Mm. Christian means Christ-like, and most people don't even know what the book says. They don't know what God said do and don't do, and they don't do it. They just look around and see what everybody else is doing, then just go right along with it.
Most churches are just social gatherings, opportunity
to... Well, the same thing with schools.
Sure. Oh, yeah, without a doubt.
And that's what I mean. We're giving them this money, then we're giving them access to it. You're nuts if you put your children in school, because you know better. See, I was ignorant when I did what I did, but I had to pay for it, too. I mean, see, there's fruit when you disobey God. So you better think long and hard before you send your children away from you when the Bible says to keep them with you, raise them up, and show them the way they should go. And teach, you know, like my kids right now, they're studying, you know, the chemistry of essential oils. Mm-hmm. That's one. The Minerals for the Genetic Code, which is a Chuck Walters book,
mm-hmm.
Paramagnetism, I mean, stuff that's true, you know, naturopathic doctor studies, you know, human physiology, you know, the Bible, real stuff so that they actually have power. You know, I'm thinking about these poor kids graduating school. They're 21 years old. They don't know how to do anything. They know how to jump through hoops.
Yeah.
They know how to
agree
with the crowd.
Well, there was a great show, actually. It was just a silly game show, but I actually tuned in one night because I thought it was a pretty interesting premise. It was on last week. It was called Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader? And they had these adults on there, and, you know, they were asked questions from the first grade through the fifth grade, and these people just couldn't keep up. And they were tough questions, I'll admit. I consider myself pretty intelligent, but, yeah.
Well, no, but this is my point. But whose fault is it that we don't know? I didn't know anything until I started homeschooling my children. And I went to college. Mm-hmm. I mean, I went to private school.
Sure.
They spent some money on my education. I didn't know anything that was worth knowing, though. I didn't know anything that was true.
Mm-hmm.
And this is my point. It's our own fault because we're letting them do this to us. It's like Gandhi said, why can 100,000 British soldiers hold a billion of us Indians captive? Because we are allowing them. Because
sure.
We're carrying their national IDs. And what do they have in mind for us? 2008 national IDs. Anyway, hey, so Ralph, can you talk about that land of Lucifer when the country was initially founded? Because you are absolutely right about the Jefferson, what you were saying about the whole point of this thing is the destruction of Christianity. You know, you were talking about that earlier?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay, here's the thing. If you look left and right at the men next to you, or horizontally, then you never look up and down. And God is a truth, lie, right, wrong, be fruitful and multiply or be destructive. You see what I mean? And what they did was they foisted upon us this fake government of men.
Mm.
And it's fake. And it's been fake since the beginning. And they've got these people worshiping the Constitution and, oh, the Constitution gives us our rights. When it says right there that you get privileges and duties, it's a contract. It's a less than. God makes the men. They're on the earth. They have all the rights. They have the rights of a king. Then they decide to join the club and be less than and under the Constitution, giving away their power and their sovereignty and agreeing to be one with the club.
Well,
and in the end, the whole thing is about men wanting to control what God made, other men.
Well, Lauren, I think you're definitely opening up a new floodgate. We'll let Ralph Epperson take it from there. Thank you for the call, folks. Thank you. Stay with us. We're back in 3 minutes, my friends, with the great Ralph Epperson. And, of course, more Adequate Frankly Speaking Radio. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson Music Shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420. And see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420. Or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Welcome back, folks. You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio, the fastest 4 hours of talk radio. I am your host, Frank Whalen. Ralph Epperson, our guest. Ralph, welcome back.
Here.
You holding up okay?
Yes, sir. I'm doing fine.
Wonderful. Any comments there on Lauren's comments about the government and whatnot?
Well, we agree.
yeah, she's right on point.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say she's right on point, and of course... Ralph, you were the first person to blow my mind about the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence.
She asked about America, what it means. Is that correct? I remember that.
I don't think she meant the word itself, but go ahead.
Well, we've been lied to by our founding fathers, and that's really difficult because I was one of the guys who used to believe that these men gathered together to write the most incredible document ever called the Constitution. But I found out that they put a fatal flaw in there that they knew was going to destroy this nation, ultimately later. Not of course, right away, but they did. And I've discovered that we were not named after Amerigo Vespucci. That's a lie. And inside the Masonic literature, and I document what I say. I don't have it in front of me today, right now, but I've got it in my house. Mm-hmm. I've got all these books that I've read, mm-hmm. and I've documented this at least four different ways, that America was named after a Peruvian sun god known as Amaru, Peru, meaning South America, and the Peru, Amaru, and then the word ka or ku means land of, depending on the gender, male or female. So Amaraku means land of Amaru. And in their own literature, the Masons admit that Amaru was Lucifer, Satan, the devil, mm-hmm. which means America was named after Lucifer. It means land of Lucifer. Our founding fathers knew that. And the proof of that is on the back of our dollar bill. When you see that, the Great Seal of the United States is all Luciferic. It's all written by the Masons, and that's easy to prove. We can do it anytime you want. It's mm-hmm. simple.
Yes, and again, folks, if you're listening to this, and I pray that you are, I want you to know that Ralph Epperson is probably one of the most important authors to have in your collection of books and information. If you don't have at least his full-length books, you are truly, truly, truly missing out, because there is so much information, so much truth in there. And it's going to scale it down to a very, very simple fact, and that is this, that there is a spiritual battle. And it is, of course, waging as we speak, and it has always been. And the odds have been stacked against us from the beginning here That's in this great. Country, and it's vital that people understand this. I'll tell you what, Ralph, before we close, and we still got plenty of calls, so that's not coming anytime soon, but before we close, I want to go through some of the points we've addressed, and you know, maybe you can name the corresponding books that people would seek out.
Okay.
Okay? Let's go to Dan in Arkansas. Dan, welcome to the show. Hey.
This is Ben in Arkansas.
Ben in Arkansas. Ben, welcome to the program.
Thomas
has not discovered the wonderful world of Q-tips.
Well,
but
it's just the way I talk, I'm sure, because I woke up, you know, wide awake and couldn't figure out why, and of course now I think I do.
Oh, okay.
I heard the part about the school, you know, and I agree. We've got the, you know, the kids in private school and so on and so forth, and homeschool, and it
Wonderful.
Made a big difference. But, you know, boy, when you touched on the Masons, you know, that hit a familiar note, because I can remember, you know, as a child going through a box of some stuff, and it had this red looking thing in it. I don't know exactly what it was, but it had these, you know, the star and the crescent, I think it was. And my father was a 32nd degree Mason, so was my grandfather. Mm-hmm. And when you mentioned that, it was like, you know, for years I seemed to just keep hitting a wall, especially when it comes to Christianity. The more I study Christianity, the less of a traditional Christian I really become.
Amen.
You know, really, Frank and I have discussed this before.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep hitting this wall. And, you know, man, when you mentioned the 32nd degree Mason, it's like, bang, there was this thing, you know, right in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wonder sometimes, you know, what our fathers have done.
Mm-hmm.
I loved them. You know, they were good men.
Yeah.
I knew, you know, a secret side of them that doesn't quite fit into the scriptures. But I just wonder, you know, as a son, I don't want to pass any of this on to my children. I want to straighten it out and send it on the truth, not something that's, you know, that's twisted.
Mm-hmm.
And you seem to hit a note there. I'm just wondering what spiritual effects the Masons have on their descendants.
That is a phenomenal question. And let me just give you a little bit of backstory before we turn it over to Ralph, Ben. When Ralph came to town, we did a question-and-answer section after one of his incredible seminars, and I had asked the people in the room, I said, hey, raise your hand if you've got anybody in your family history that was a Mason. And I would say that probably, and Ralph, maybe you can corroborate this, but like 75 to 80% of the room raised their hand.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing. And this is important information. Last night on the show, Ben, we discussed generational curses and the spiritual side of a lot of this stuff, and it was specifically mentioned by our guest that, you know, when you have somebody in your family that has gone through this, it does sort of open up the children and generations to follow to, you know, to attacks and whatnot as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's more of a spiritual side. Ralph deals in facts, although he is a spiritual man. So, Ralph, what are your thoughts on that?
I agree with that. That's it exactly.
Okay.
It's not done physically. I mean, you don't take a vow to, you know, harm your children. But it does pass down, because you have become a Luciferian, whether you know it or not, by going through the Masonic rituals. And oftentimes, the Mason gets their family involved in Eastern Star, which is for the women, their mother, the wife, whatever. And then the DeMolay or the Rainbow Girls, or there's one more I can't think of right now. So they get the children involved as well.
Mm-hmm.
And they learn much the same things. I don't have copies of their rituals and of these various organizations, but I believe that they teach basically the same thing. Concealed secrets about religion and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know, you know, whatever it is, I want it broken off, because I just always seem to hit this wall, mm-hmm. you know, and of course the deeper I go into this, I see these things unfold in the scriptures, and I ask questions.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I make a lot of people mad when I ask, you know, those questions, especially to, you know, traditional religion. But, boy, when you mentioned all that,
mm-hmm.
and it's not like I wasn't even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
I just, for some reason, woke up and was just wide awake and came downstairs. But I remember the symbolism,
mm-hmm.
digging through this chest and getting in a lot of trouble.
Yeah.
You know, you're not supposed to be in there. And I'm thinking, you know, well, what is this chest? And now that I'm older,
mm-hmm.
I look back and I see a tie from that into Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
And I see so many ties into Babylon. Well, what in the world does Babylon have to do with any of this?
Yeah.
Or maybe that's the root, you know,
it
of
is.
The whole thing.
That's what the Masons believe in, is the religion. They call it the ancient mystery religion, but it's actually Babylon. The religion known as Babylon, which is Luciferianism.
Ben, I cannot emphasize to you the importance of Ralph's books. I would urge you to contact him and, you know, take his advice on things you need to educate yourself on, and then various other things. And then as far as the Eastern Star, I have, you know, I have some photocopies of some of the rituals, and I promised a copy to Patty, but I will do my best to make a copy for you as well, if you're interested. You may or may not find anything in this. Now, you mentioned
I'm digging.
Okay.
I'm trying to find. In fact, you know who I am, don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, brother. It's a pleasure to hear from you.
Once you're one on the other side, I didn't get, you know, I don't wake up that often.
I know. But you know what? I know you, and I know your heart, and I know your spirit, brother, and I know that God, you know, said, hey, wake up, turn on the radio, and see what's going on.
I was frustrated for a while because I thought I got a big day ahead of me. But, yeah, I'll get Ralph's books.
Yeah. Do you have his phone number?
I can get it.
I will give Ralph's it to you right now if you're ready.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't have anything to write with.
Mm-hmm.
But I can get it.
Okay.
I can go on your website, can I?
Yeah, it's on our website. It's on his website as well.
Well, I appreciate the taking the call.
Oh, of course, man. It's always a pleasure to hear from you, and we need to definitely catch up at some point too. My schedule is obviously very screwy at this point, so but hopefully we'll get that opportunity.
Okay.
All right. Take care. God bless you.
Thank you.
Fantastic stuff, Ralph. You know, and that's the beauty of the truth. You know, it's out there, and you know, sometimes people don't know the right questions to ask, but God opens doors.
Yeah, that's correct.
Oh. Let's go to Mike in Tennessee. Welcome to the program, sir.
Hello, Frank. How are you doing tonight?
Doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Wonderful.
How you doing there, Ralph?
I'm doing fine. Go ahead.
This is Mike in Chattanooga. I had the pleasure of talking to you a couple of weeks ago, and there was a couple of things you brought up, and I was just wanting to bring it up for a moment, and then I had a question for you.
Okay.
You know, one of the things we were talking about, Ralph, is how, you know, these Masons and different people are willing to sacrifice their life for this cause. You know, I never really thought about that very much. I thought, well, some of them will, you know, that kind of thing, but most of them are just in it to just milk the system all they can.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, as you point out, the system really couldn't make it if they're not willing to die for their cause.
Yeah.
That's true. They take a vow that they are willing to obey every summons given to them by a 33rd degree Mason. And sometimes that summons means to kill and murder, and they've got to do it. They've taken a vow.
Like Jesse James.
Yep.
There's a subject we haven't explored in a while.
Yeah, and so here's what Ralph's saying. There's going to be a time and point not too far down the road where they're not needed. They're in the way.
Mm-hmm.
And so they'll be given some Jim Jones Kool-Aid, and they will be willing to drink it.
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing that they're willing to sacrifice all this just for Satan?
Yep.
I mean, it is to me. I just can't comprehend it.
Sure.
It's a religion, that's correct.
Yeah, it is a full religion. It's not that they're not playing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we think they are. We think, you know, they're just playing around, you know, because we see a lot of Christians that just play church, you know.
Yeah.
And
it's
so we kind of, we're thinking they're doing the same thing. They're riding the fence, but they're serious. Those guys are.
Mm-hmm.
There's an important point we've got to make at this juncture, and that is that we've got to explain to your listeners, Frank, that the average Mason is not the problem. They are indirectly because they're a member, but directly they're not. Mm-hmm. There's a second layer inside the lodge that knows the secrets, and they're the ones that pull these shenanigans. They're the ones that lie to their own brothers.
Mm-hmm.
But the average Mason has no knowledge about this. So if you're a Mason and or your relatives are, they probably don't know what we're talking about.
Right.
And that's understandable. But I'm saying this. If they don't know, they need to know and find out and then get out. That's the point.
Yeah, because even passive, you know, acquiescence is bad enough. But I guess a good example, Ralph, would be like a sporting club where you've got the farm team. You're on the team, in essence, but you don't get called up to the big show unless you've proven yourself. So, in essence, once they get you in the door, they can pick and choose the recruits to get into the other side of it, the deeper side of things.
Yep. I got a question for both of you here. This is something I've been thinking about for a long time because my great-grandmother is full Cherokee Indian,
mm-hmm.
and she lived to be like 85 or 90 years old. And I remember going over to her house, and she'd be sitting there, you know, she was like the queen bee, kind of. Mm-hmm. Everybody would always say she was so intelligent. And the small town that I live in here, her ancestors gave away, I think, 200 acres of land here, and they built the courthouse on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so they gave that land, and there was rules, I think, that went along with it. They were supposed to provide free help for people. You know, that's what the courthouse was. You know, you met there and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And now that thing's turned into just a snake pit. You know, mm-hmm. they charge for everything, all this bad stuff, you know. And so I'm going to check into it and see if there's a way for us to maybe claim it back. But the bad thing is, you know, her name is kind of like, you know, we'll say Red Feather Blue Creek, you know.
Right.
So, and there's no way for me to trace it back and say, hey, I am the ancestor of this lady that gave you the land.
Mm. Actually, there are ways to do that.
Are there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I figured they got set up crooked, though, where I couldn't, you know, because I think she gave it to them in 1820.
Well, let me ask you this. Are you registered as a member of the tribe? I mean,
no, I haven't done that.
Well, you can. That's your first step. Go and do that
because
then you've got the tribal, endorsement of your heritage and your ancestry. And then once you've got that, you can take that to the bank, literally.
Okay. So, now, here's where I was going with all this.
Mm-hmm.
It's because when you talk to the average person, when they talk about Indians and religion, they always pull it over to kind of like in a satanic realm.
Right.
And I don't believe that. I think
neither
that
do
the
I.
people that write history twist it and make it the Hollywood version, because when I see people that you seem like real Indians, you know, like my grandfather
mm-hmm.
and stuff, he talked about how when they were little that blacks lived on one side of the railroad track, the whites, which included him, lived on the other side of the railroad track, and right down the road were the Mexicans. And in the daytime, everybody played together like they were one family.
Mm-hmm.
At night, they went home to their homes, and there was no crime. And everybody got along. It's like, you know, and then all of a sudden, he said in like, it seemed like in the 30s and 40s, all of a sudden there was this friction everywhere, and people started hating one another. And so I think that history has been, you know, in order for there to be a need for a one world government, there had to be world wars.
Yep.
And in order to explain world wars, there has to be friction between your neighbors. You know, in other words, you bring dope in and you have all this friction where the police is having to arrest people for stealing and murder and all that. Because when my grandfather was little, he said there was none of that. It was zero. It's until we got into the 40s and 50s, all of a sudden we've seen this kind of escalation of these problems and everything. And so I think if, you know, because when I talk to people that know about Indian past things, one of the things they say is they used to unite and help one another. That's what they did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what Christians are called to do. We're supposed to help the needy among us that are Christians. You know, mm-hmm. love our neighbor and help. And I think that, you know, based on what they knew, they used to help one another. You know, they would have tribes and stuff and take care of one another. And so I think they had some godly traits that aren't mentioned. I think what I think that the Illuminati's are trying to come here and say that they're unchristian, you know, the traits that they had. And so that was what I was going to ask you, Frank. Have you ever looked into that in Ralph too?
I have actually. I'll be honest with you. I could probably count on one hand the people who have significantly advanced my spiritual understanding of things, and one of those is a Native American. In my opinion, this whole way of living, of being so close to God's creations, I think that they actually had a better handle on it than we did and than we do now. And absolutely, I think that they were very, very, very strongly influenced in a Christian manner, in true Christianity, as opposed to the ritual and the nonsense that we have these days in the churches. Let me ask you guys to hang on. We'll be back here in 3 minutes, folks, with our good friend Ralph Epperson and the conclusion of your phone calls. Please stay with us.
Got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy a vacation to the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Howard Creek Resort is nestled conveniently between the cities of Bull Shoals and Mountain Home on Bull Shoals Lake in the natural state of Arkansas. Howard Creek Resort offers easy access to excellent fishing and water recreation of all types. The excitement of nearby Branson music shows and Silver Dollar City is accented perfectly by the many attractions located here in the heart of the Ozarks. Horseback riding, water skiing, scuba diving, hiking, caves, and rock climbing are just a few of the many activities that are available to do in our area. Howard Creek Resorts offers it all. Whether you're staying for the weekend or for a month, Howard Creek Resorts is the place to be, an excellent place to stay, and a valued traditional family vacation resort. Visit our website at www.howardcreek.com or call 1-877-253-7690. Come visit us for a lifetime of memories.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Once I get started, I go to town. 'Cause I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like
You're listening to Frankly Speaking Radio. We call it the fastest 4 hours in talk radio, and it is, at least for me. Ralph Epperson, our special guest this evening. You holding up okay, brother?
Yes, I'm there.
Okay, we still got a ton of calls. So, I mean, okay, if you're willing to go, I'm willing to go, too.
Let's go. If you want to do it, Frank, I'll be willing.
Ah, you are such the man. Okay. Mike in Tennessee had addressed the question of the Native American spirituality. Ralph, your thoughts?
I really don't have any, Frank. I know they respected nature, and I certainly am in support of that.
Mm-hmm.
I live by the desert here, and as I go for my walk, I take peanuts and drop them off for the little ground squirrel. So we have a long chat as I go walk by.
Do they talk
I
back
can see
to you?
That.
Yeah,
right,
they
one
do.
Final
we have...
thing, and then I'll let you go. Then.
Yeah, go ahead.
When I was talking to Ralph last time, one of the things he brought to my attention, Hal, is, you know, in 1865 is when we turned into a democracy. And, you know, 200 years from that, you know, is going to be the year 2065. And, you know, when the military talks about long-range things that's going on, they include going up to about that point.
Hmm.
And it's almost like something's going to change, or they just stopped at that point. Now, that may be just as far as they go out. But, you know, there's a lot of people are saying that could be the time that something changes.
Well,
at that time. And to me, you know, like you hear people all the time saying Jesus is going to come tomorrow and things like that. Well, yeah, he can, but I just don't see him coming because this system that's working right now, we're in a beast system that mm-hmm. you just can't hardly get out of, you know, be separate from it. You know, the money beast system and all this, it is around us right now. And I think they've got us where they want us, kind of Christians and everything. They've just got us in a vice, and we hadn't been smart enough to realize it. And it's mm-hmm. like dirt falling around us, you know, in a deep hole. It's covering us up. We're just now realizing it.
Yeah, and that's why I think that it'll probably be sooner rather than later, but that's just my opinion.
Yeah, well, I can't say, you know, nobody knows the future. It just
Amen.
Has the appearance, though, that it could go to that just the way it is right now, kind of just keeping on with these laws getting tighter and tighter.
Well, the people keep, you know, rolling over on this stuff and letting these things happen, I think. But I think there is an awakening out there amongst people seeking
time.
The truth. Yeah, and I think that...
Time.
Yeah, that you can only push somebody so far, especially and again, it's the American people for the most part. We're inherently distracted and just kept you know always being hit from all sides with different things. It's a part of the marketing. It's a part of the food industry, fast food, drive-throughs, banking. You know, drive-through banking, all that stuff, commercials and 60-second increments, and there's zap. You know, heavy production in the TV element as well. It's all designed to keep us sort of just dazzled. And you know, when we do finally wake up, it's there's going to be quite a price to pay for the enslavers.
One thing you can say, you're a good asset for us, Frank. So just keep up the good work, you know. And everybody's getting woke up, you know, thanks to you and Ralph.
Well, you're too kind.
You're doing it. You're the one doing it, you know.
Man,
thanks a lot. We appreciate what I'm saying.
God bless you. Thank you.
God bless y'all. Thank you and good night.
I appreciate that. You know, the only time I've ever been mentioned in the same sentence with Ralph Epperson is Ralph, why do you do that idiot show?
I get asked that question all the time.
Yeah, I figured. That's what you call me and tell me all the time.
Yeah, right.
See, that's why I know I'll never have an ego problem, because Ralph will always beat me back down. Ralph, I want to give out your 800 number because we're about to come up on a break here. So, so it's 800-422-3888, and obviously that's how you get a hold of Ralph. You can place orders, ask him questions, share, add to his research. That's how all of us grow, folks, is one big collective of a big sounding board. And again, I cannot stress enough how much you need to have the voracious writings of one Ralph Epperson. Please stay with us. We're back in about 60 seconds with our final hour. Stay with us.